All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. My name is Adrian Benjamins, and this episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to HawaiianIsles.com. You can also find their delicious coffee on Amazon. Thank you guys so much for joining the Box Score Breakdown. I am rolling solo tonight due to some scheduling conflict with Corbin, but he will be joining me every Monday starting next week. So we got a pretty good slate of games here. I think 6 games on tap. And let's jump right into it, man. Let's start with the first game of the evening, the Phoenix Suns and the Charlotte Hornets. This one was a pretty tight game. The Suns getting the victory 109-104. I'm going to jump in on the Phoenix side first, and I'll start with Kelly Oubre, who had 23 points, some nice defensive contribution, 2 steals, a block, 3 rebounds, no assists. He did give you 2 threes, shot 8 of 17, 5 of 7 from the line. Had a nasty dunk in this one, too. He's been playing really good, so you got to be pretty happy if you drafted Oubre. Devin Booker with 23 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 4 boards, 3 threes. He shot 7 of 15 from the field, 6 of 7 from the line. Ricky Rubio only had 9 points, but had 13 assists in that one, in this one. So that's very nice. Also gave you 4 steals and a block. So 5 defensive stats from Rubio is outstanding. Only shot 3 of 10, no threes, but I think you're pretty happy in this game to get the 13 assists with those defensive goodies. Kaminsky got the start for Aaron Baines, and Kaminsky had an okay game here. Actually, a pretty good one. 12 points, 4 assists, 6 boards with 2 blocks, shot 5 of 12, 2 of 5 from the line. I think Kaminsky is worth a stream if we find out that Baines is going to miss any more time. Dario Saric's been pretty good. He's been pretty good lately, and he had a double-double. 16 points with 10 boards, 2 assists, 1 block. He added a 3. Was a perfect 5 of 5 from the line, 5 of 11 from the field. Not much else to talk about off the bench. You know, actually, Mikal Bridges had 12 points, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block with 8 boards. So in deeper leagues, he could be worth a look as we're no Tyler Johnson. I already mentioned Baines was missing in this one. Okobo, who's been getting some run, didn't play as well. So, you know, with all these injuries, of course, no DeAndre Ayton. I think Bridges could be worth a look in deeper leagues. In standard leagues, I don't think it's worth it. But pretty nice game from the Phoenix Suns. This was a good win for them. All right, on the Hornets side, I'll start with Graham, who had a double-double, 15 points, 13 assists. And, you know, the disappointing thing about this line is no defensive stats and didn't shoot it that great, was only 5 of 19 from the field, 1 of 10 from downtown, and 4 of 4 from the line. But, you know, if you picked up Devontae Graham, he has definitely been a pleasant surprise. So you're definitely going to keep rolling with him if you got him. Locked and loaded to start and just play big minutes. Played for almost 40 minutes here tonight. And, you know, I think he could get better as the season goes on. Terry Rozier with 13 points, 1 steal, 3 assists, 7 boards. He added 3 threes, shot 5 of 10 from the field. Bismack Biyombo, I picked him up in quite a few leagues, and man, I'm pretty happy if he does this. 9 points, but the not that great points wise, but what the real reason why you want Biyombo is the rebounds. He had 11 tonight, and the blocks, 2 blocks tonight. So and he doesn't shoot it great from the line, but he went 3 of 5, 3 of 8 from the field. So I'm fingers crossed that Biyombo can keep starting here at the center spot for the Hornets. I feel like the Hornets has been playing much better lately, and I feel like he's got a little bit to do with that. Miles Bridges, who feels like he's just finally getting going, starting to find his groove and get into a rhythm, and fouled out in this one. So in 25 minutes, he had 6 fouls, 7 points, though, and with 8 boards, 1 assist, gave you a 3, shot 3 of 10 from the field. You know, if you got Bridges, I know I have him in quite a few spots, probably a little disappointed, but I just fingers crossed that, you know, he can get it going. This started the season really lacking defensive stats, that, you know, not a steal or a block here tonight, and I thought he'd be much better there. PJ Washington, another guy who kind of disappointed in this one, but he had been playing pretty well of late. 11 points for him, 2 assists, 1 rebound. No defensive stats for him as well. No threes. Shot 5 of 7. Definitely likely had some foul trouble. Had 4 fouls and only played 18 minutes. Off the bench, Marvin Williams turned back the clock in this one. 22 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 3 assists. I mean, this is like what we used to get from Marvin Williams back in the day. So nice to see him have one of these renaissance games. A perfect 10 of 10 from the line, 2 threes, 5 of 8 from the field. Now, You know, I don't think we're going to be rushing to get Marvin Williams in standard leagues. He would really need an injury to become relevant, I think. Zeller is back, but coming off the bench, 11 points, 8 boards for him, 1 assist. You know, is actually a pretty good game, flirting with the double-double in just 18 points and shot 5 of 7 from the field. So keep an eye on Zeller. I've seen he's been dropped in the wire in all standard leagues, and even I've seen him hit the wire in some deeper leagues. Bacon, not happening for him. 6 points, 4 rebounds. And Nicholas Batum, he left this game with a hand injury, so only played 11 minutes. And I hope you guys don't have a Batum on your roster, because unfortunately his time has come and gone. And it's all about the youth in Charlotte right now. All right, let's jump over to game number 2. The Utah Jazz taking on the Philly 76ers. Philly getting the victory 103 to 94. I'm going to jump in on the Utah side first, and I got to start with the Stifle Tower. Rudy Gobert, big double-double. You know, it seems like the scoring has not been there for Gobert, but tonight, man, he had it going. 11 of 15 from the field for 27 points. Even gave you the blocks tonight. Gave you 3 swats in this one. 2 assists, 12 boards. Never going to shoot it great from the line. Was only 5 of 10 from the line. That's not why you got Gobert. It's for those it's for those boards and blocks, and he definitely did that tonight. Donovan Mitchell with 18 points, a block, 3 steals, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, 1 3. Only shot 6 of 19 from the field, 5 of 6 from the line. Bogdanovic, who's been on fire scoring-wise lately, did not have it going in this one. Only shot 3 of 11 for 9 points. No defensive stats, 2 rebounds, 1 3, 2 of 2 from the line. So definitely didn't have it going. Mike Conley. So Conley left this game due to left hamstring tightness. So it was Joe Ingles stepping up off the bench, playing 31 minutes, getting 13 points, 2 steals, 8 assists, 8 boards, 2 threes, shot 5 of 10. Ingles could be the guy if Conley is going to miss any time. He seemed to be the direct beneficiary of Conley being out. So I think we could look to Ingles likely moving into the starting lineup if Conley is going to miss any time. You know, we remember in these recent season pass when Mike Conley was with the Memphis Grizzlies, he is prone to miss some games due to injury. So I would not be surprised if we see Conley miss a few games at least here. Nothing official on that. That's just my expectation, or that's just my assumption that we likely see Conley miss a game or two, if not more. Okay, not much else to talk about here. I hope you guys are not counting on any of these bench guys for the Jazz, unless you're in some really deep leagues. Let's jump over on the Philly side of this game. Let's start with Al Horford, who had a pretty nice game. 17 points, 5 assists with 8 boards, a steal, 2 blocks, 3 threes, shot 6 of 12, 2 of 2 from the line. That's pretty nice. Tobias Harris, this is nice to see. 26 points, a steal, 3 assists, 9 boards, 5 of 6 from the line. He added a 3, 10 of 23 from the field. Ben Simmons, flirting with the triple-double, 14 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. 4 steals is nice. Love to see him stealing the ball. 7 of 11 from the field. Didn't hit a 3 and didn't hit a free throw, which is a little bit of a buzzkill, but it's all good. Joel Embiid, 16 points, 11 boards, 4 assists, a steal, a block, a 3, shooting 5 of 13 from the field, 5 of 6 from the line. A pretty good game from Embiid. Korkmaz got the start with Jay Rich out of the lineup. Josh Richardson, hamstring injury. I'm hearing he's going to play soon. So if maybe he misses one more, or hopefully we see him back for the next one. But Korkmaz getting the start, but only had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 1 3. I don't think we're going to be using Korkmaz. Thibault, I've seen him fly on and off the wire for the defensive stats mostly. He had 3 steals here tonight in 26 minutes. So if you're desperate for some defensive stats in some deep leagues, he could be worth a look. Not much else to talk about. Want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Else miss any injuries or anything. No injuries. And let's go to the third game of the evening. The two of the worser teams in the NBA, in the association, the Golden State Warriors taking on the Atlanta Hawks, and the Hawks getting the big victory here, 104-79. But let's take a look at the Warriors side of this game. And Pascal, he looks to be the guy in the front court. 24 points, no defensive stats, but did have 6 assists, 9 boards, 2 of 2 of downtown. Shot was very efficient here tonight. 9 of 11 from the field, 4 of 5 from the line. So a pretty good game from him. Robinson, he's been pretty good tonight. Did not have it going. Just the shot was not falling. Only 3 of 12 for 6 points. Gave you a block and assist, 4 boards. No threes, no free throws. But keep him locked and loaded. He's one of the better options on this Warriors team. Pretty ugly for this Warriors team. Of course, no Curry, no Klay Thompson, no D'Angelo Russell. Although I'm wondering if we see him later this week. Draymond Green played in the last one. We expected him to miss this one, and he did. So, you know, with him gone, definitely open things up in the front court. Willie Cauley-Stein, some foul trouble for WCS. 5 fouls in just 19 minutes. He had 4 points. Loved the defensive contribution, though. 2 steals, 2 blocks, 4 rebounds. You know, if you played Cauley-Stein, you know, even though you're really disappointed that he didn't get the big minutes, but just the fact that he got you 2 steals, 2 blocks, it's like he saved, like you feel like he saved your night playing him. So Looney is back. You know, don't get too discouraged. He's missed quite a bit of time. It's going to take him a while to shake that rust off. So stick with Looney. He eventually, I think, will get rolling and Daryl ramp his minutes up. Only played 15 minutes here tonight. 2 points. Love that he gave you 2 blocks, 2 rebounds. Kai Bowman got pushed to the bench in this one, which is a little bit of a bummer, but due to the blowout factor, still saw 37 minutes and gave you 10 points, 1 block, 3 steals, 3 assists, 8 rebounds on 5 of 10 shooting. He did have 5 turnovers. I mentioned earlier D'Angelo Russell will probably be back pretty soon. So, you know, I have Kai Bowman in a couple leagues, and I'm likely going to be dropping him because I don't think he'll be worth having on your roster when D'Angelo returns. But, you know, it also wouldn't surprise me if we see D'Angelo Russell miss more games or maybe eventually get traded at some point. So if you could hang on to Bowman, if you have the luxury of doing so, you know, it could be worth doing so. Another popular ad is Omari Spellman. 10 points, 1 block, 2 steals, 1 assist, 9 rebounds. This is a pretty good game. I mean, pretty good game from him considering he came off the bench, and feels like an okay deep league option. I heard Marquese Chriss getting some buzz as a pickup. I don't get it. Only saw 20 minutes for 8 points. 1 steal, 1 assist, 5 rebounds. If that floats your boat, I guess, but it doesn't do it for me. All right, that's it for Golden State. Let's jump over on the Atlanta side. Let's start with Trae Young. The good news is 24 points, 7 assists, 2 threes on 10 of 19 shooting, 2 of 2 from the line. The bad news is 7 turnovers, no defensive stats, but you know, when you think Trae Young's going to be playing this cupcake backcourt defense of the Warriors, you're thinking that Trae Young's gonna eat. So a little disappointing to see this line from Young, although it's still an okay line. And you know, I've got quite a few shares of Trae Young this year, and I've been completely ecstatic with his production, especially where you drafted with him. I mean, he's flirting with like first round value. I got him like in the mid second round in a bunch of leagues, so pretty happy there. DeAndre Hunter's been playing pretty good, especially scoring the ball. 18 points on 6 of 14 shooting, gave you 2 threes, 4 of 4 from the line, 1 steal, 1 assist, 4 rebounds. Just keep riding him. You know, I think when this team gets fully healthy, Kevin Huerter, we're hearing, is close. I'd expect to see him towards the end of this week. Eventually, we're going to get John Collins back. I think we're going to see DeAndre Hunter take a real hit. I think he'll continue to start, but we're going to see his numbers likely take a dip. So, you know, if you have Hunter, just keep plugging him in there, because you know, it's still going to be some time before guys like Collins comes back. Jabari Parker only with 8 points, 2 steals, 1 block, 5 boards on 4 of 15 shooting. Bembry got the start, but only had 5 points, 3 steals, a block, 2 assists, 8 boards for him. You know, the guy I wish I could get excited about is Damon Jones. Just, he's locked into the starting gig for the center spot with the Hawks. And man, when you see this guy physically, he is such a presence, man. It just, I mean, I don't know. You just expect him to kind of be like a Rashawn Holmes type. Just, you know, a double-double with some blocks. But tonight really had it going, shot 6 of 8, you know, for the 16 points. But it's hard for me to recommend grabbing him because he's been pretty underwhelming for the most part. Cam Reddish with 8 points off the bench. I hope you guys are not counting on Reddish or actually any of these guys off the bench. Alex Len, Turner, Carter, it's just not happening on the bench. Can't wait to see Kevin Huerter come back. And eventually when John Collins returns, I think the Hawks are going to be much better. They've looked pretty bad in some games recently. Okay, you guys, let's jump over to the next game, the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks getting a big victory here. Not much of a surprise, you know, one of the best teams in the league against one of the worst teams in the league. Bucks 18-3, while the Knicks are 4-17. So I guess not a big surprise to see the Bucks blow out the Knicks 132-88. I'm going to jump in on the Knicks side of this game. I'll start with Julius Randle with 19 points, 1 steal, 1 assist, 5 boards, 5 of 12 shooting, 9 of 11 from the line. It's been a pretty down season for Randle. I think everyone expected him to be one of the best options on this Knicks team, but the Knicks are just so bad. I think it's bringing Randle down with them. Dennis Smith Jr. getting the start, but as I feared after the last good game, 1 of 7 from the field for 4 points. Not much else. 3 assists, no steals, 1 rebound, no threes. Just an awful game. Kevin Knox has moved into the starting lineup with Marcus Morris banged up, but Kevin Knox, man, just not happening for him either. 1 of 9 from the field for 5 points. And you know, the blowout factor, the tough matchup against the Bucks, it was just a rough outing for all these Knicks. And pretty happy. I feel like I say this every single time I'm looking at the Knicks box score, but I'm pretty happy that I avoided the Knicks in every single league. I just did not want to have anything to do with Fizdale and those wacky rotations. And, you know, the Knicks adding like 6 power forwards in the offseason, three-headed monster at point guard. It's just on and on and on. It's just not a good situation for reality or for fantasy. You know, I hate to be so negative. Let's try to find something positive here. How about Mitchell Robinson with 3 blocks and 14 rebounds? Come on, Mitch Rob, get going, please. So let's hope that he can start rolling. Played 23 minutes, had 5 fouls. It makes you wonder, you know, if he wasn't in foul trouble, could this have been a much bigger line? So you hear it a lot lately, buy low on Mitchell Robinson, and it's, I mean, his values guys can't get any lower. So yeah, float some buy low offers on Mitch Robinson, because hopefully he can get it going later in the season. Maybe the Knicks have a coach change eventually, and they move Robinson in the starting lineup. They, you know, really lean on him for the rest of the season. That would be outstanding, and this guy can single-handedly win you rebounds and blocks. So definitely float some offers. The Milwaukee Bucks, let's take a look what they did. Giannis Antetokounmpo, man, 29 points with 15 rebounds, 3 assists, no defensive stats is pretty disappointing. You know, the buzzkill, 6 of 11 from the line, it's just kills you from the free throw line. But if you don't mind taking that hit there, and you know, only 2 turnovers tonight, so you're pretty happy with that. Hey, how about this though, 3 of 4 from downtown, that's pretty outstanding, and shot it really good from the field, 10 of 14 from the field. So all in all, a pretty great game from Giannis. Let's see, what else? Chris Middleton's back. You know, it seems like they're still kind of limiting his minutes, though, and plus the blowout factor. So he played 18, but had 16 points, 3 assists, 7 boards, 2 threes on 7 of 10 shooting from the field. So if you got him, you got to be pretty happy. Bledsoe, 6 points, 4 assists, 7 rebounds for him on 2 of 3 shooting from the field. Only took 3 shots in 20 minutes. Again, like, the blowout factor makes it really hard. Like, you got to really take tonight with a grain of salt. Let's see, off the bench, man. You know, I have DiVincenzo in a few leagues, deeper leagues, and tonight, kind of an example why, even in just 19 minutes, gave you 11 points, a block, 2 steals, 1 assist, 2 rebounds, 2 threes. You know, you could say, yeah, that's like low end, but just sprinkling in some stats all across the board. Gave the 2 threes, shot 4 of 10 from the field, so not bad. George Hill had a pretty good game off the bench. 14 points, 1 steal, 4 assists, 2 boards, 3 threes on 5 of 8 shooting. You know, in standard leagues, George Hill's kind of rough, because on some nights he's going to really give you a low-end line, because the starters do a lot of the heavy lifting. Okay, let's keep it going. Actually, super quick, just want to make sure I didn't miss anything. You know, I forgot to mention in that last game, DeAndre Hunter had a finger injury, so but he still had a pretty good game. So let me see, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything else. Nope. Okay, let's jump over to the Pacers and the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies getting the victory, which is 104 to 117. Take a look at the Indiana side of this game, and I'm going to start with Brogdon. Happy that this guy's back. 19 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. I unfortunately have no shares of Brogdon, and I'm pretty disappointed about that, man. I think he's just going to be really good all season long. He also gave you 2 threes, shot 7 of 13 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. Miles Turner, this is a pretty good game from him. 17 points with 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block, 1 3, 6 of 7 from the line, 5 of 11 from the field. Sabonis. He's been outstanding this year, man. Big double-double, loves to score and get boards, 18 points with 14 rebounds, even gave you 8 dimes tonight, so what a good game there. No defensive stats is a little bit of a bummer, but I don't even care. Shot 9 of 18 from the field, pretty good game from him. TJ Warren doing his thing, which is score the ball, 14 points, a steal, 2 assists, 2 boards, 4 threes, and 5 of 9 from the field, so he's been pretty good. I should mention Jeremy Lamb, 15 points, 2 steals, 3 assists, 7 rebounds, 1 3, 6 of 11 from the field, 2 from the line. If for some reason somebody dropped Jeremy Lamb, make sure he's rostered, because this is what he can do. This is a pretty good line from him. So with the starters being back, Brogdon back in action, Lamb, Aaron Holiday, Drew Holiday's back on the bench. But, you know, Justin Holiday. Justin Holiday had 15 points and Aaron had 11. So not too bad contribution off of the bench. Don't trust anyone else here on the Pacers. We're hearing Victor Oladipo is getting close. I think he's with the Indiana G League team, just practicing, getting ready to return. So I know a lot of people who have Oladipo on their IR, and they're pretty excited for his return. You know, personally, I think I have very low expectations for Victor Oladipo this year. I think the injury he had, it usually takes guys a full season, a full year to really get their athleticism and explosiveness back, to really look like themselves. So I'm not expecting to see the same Oladipo that we're used to seeing, but you know, even an 80 to 75% Oladipo could still be pretty useful. So, okay, let's take a look at the Grizzlies side of this game, and I'll start with JJJ, man. This is what I'm talking about. Jaren Jackson Jr., please keep this up, my man. 31 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 2 assists, 4 boards, 2 threes. He was a perfect 9-9 from the line, 10 of 19 from the field, flashing some of his upside here. This is what I like to see. Please keep this going. Jones, man, this is pretty disappointing. I have quite a bit of Ja Morant, so I rushed to grab Jones, and thinking that Jones was going to be a pretty solid replacement for Ja, but Tyus only had 2 points, only shot 1 of 6 from the field, did have 6 assists and 3 boards, but I was expecting a lot more. I think he's going to be much better than this on most nights, so if somebody drops him after this game, I would pick him up. Jay Crowder, really disappointing, you know, with all of the injuries. No Valanciunas in this one. Kyle Anderson is out of this one. Brandon Clark, I really mentioned Jaw. It just is like green light for Crowder, and he only had 3 points on 1 of 9 shooting. Dylan Brooks picked up some of the scoring slack, though. He had 19 points, 2 assists, and 7 rebounds. 2 threes on 7 of 16 shooting from the field. And I want to mention Hill had 22 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 threes on 9 of 14 shooting. So pretty nice game from Hill here. I also want to mention Melton off the bench. Man, I was really excited last season for D'Anthony Melton. And, you know, never really got an opportunity in Phoenix. I think Phoenix. So tonight, really showing some upside here. 16 points, 4 assists, 9 rebounds, 1 3 on 6 of 10 shooting. You know, I really wish that Melton was in a better situation. Like, could you imagine if D'Anthony Melton was with the Warriors right now? You know, like if you swapped Kai Bowman and D'Anthony Melton, I think Melton would just explode. So keep an eye on Melton in really deep leagues. Might even be worth an add while Ja Morant is out. It seems like they're really giving Melton some nice run off of the bench. And tonight was a pretty good game. Okay, let's see. Anything else I'm missing? I hope not. Really quick. Okay, let's go to the final game of the evening. The Chicago Bulls and the Sacramento Kings. The Bulls surprising the Kings here, 113-106. Let's take a look at Chicago side of this game. Zach LaVine with 28 points, a steal, 3 assists, 5 threes on 7 of 13 shooting. He went 9 of 11 from the line. So pretty nice scoring game here from Zach. Wendell Carter, double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Had 5 turnovers. That's a little rough. No blocks, too, is a little disappointing. But it's an okay game here, and you're probably pretty happy. Man, Tomas Satoransky, I dropped this guy in the beginning, like after the second week. And I'm really regretting that, man. He's been pretty good. And 14 points, 1 steal, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, shot 3 of 9 from the field. Perfect 8-8 from the line. Lauri Markkanen, hello. He's showing some signs of life, showing that he's got a pulse. 20 points here, 1 assist, 7 boards, 4 threes on 6-12 shooting. So that perfect 4-4 from the line. Chris Dunn has been getting the start here, and he only had 6 points, 2 steals, 4 assists, 3 boards. But keep an eye on Dunn. And if you're in a deep league, like 14 teams or deeper, probably should be owned if he's going to start, because can give you some steals. And kind of like he did tonight, just kind of chipped in across the board. Nobody I like off of the Bulls bench. White had 11 points. Don't trust him. Valina, I don't trust any of these guys off the bench. Otto Porter still out of the lineup. Let's hope he returns soon. All right, let's take a look at the Sacramento side of this game. Man, I'm going to start with one of my favorite players, Rashawn Holmes. Hoopball favorite, Rashawn Holmes. 20 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block. How's this? A very efficient shooting, 9 of 12 from the field, a perfect 2-2 from the line. I love this guy, man. Was able to grab him in a lot of my leagues, and I'm thinking my lucky stars. Buddy Hield, this is nice. 26 points, a steal, 4 assists, 5 boards, 3 threes. You know, the shooting, 9 of 21. This is a good line. 5 of 6 from the line. You'll take this. Barnes with 16 points and assists, 3 rebounds, 1 3. He shot 6 of 16 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. Nemanja Bjelica, 18 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 2 assists, 8 boards, 2 threes on a pretty efficient 7 of 10 shooting from the field, 2 of 2 from the line. I mean, you cannot ask any more from that guy. So congratulations if you have Bjelica in your lineup tonight. He played very good. A guy who I would be okay having locked in my lineup is Bogey. Bogdanovich, 11 points, 3 assists, 2 boards, 2 threes, 4 of 9 shooting from the field. And, you know, this wasn't the greatest game from him, but we're hearing that De'Aaron Fox is still like 2 or 3 weeks away. So you got to keep Bogdanovich, Bog, just locked up in your lineup. Don't trust Ariza or Deadman. Bagley, we could see soon, but maybe not till the end of the week or next week or something. So, you know, just roll with Hield, Barnes, Holmes, Bjelica, and Bogdanovich. Those are your guys. All right, you guys. I'm going to get out of here. It's weird talking to yourself. Again, I apologize for the solo pod. Corbin will be joining me moving forward on Mondays. I'm also here on Sunday with Kurt, so that's a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for listening and for supporting the show. Want to remind the listeners, if you haven't, or if I didn't already mention this, please sign up for the Hoopball newsletter, aka the Bruise Letter. I think that we just got edition number 6 in our email boxes earlier today. And man, you gotta get the Bruise Letter just to hear Brewski talk about all NBA teams. It's just gold. It's just gold. It's great insight. Gotta get it. So make sure, go to www.hoop-ball.com/newsletter to sign up for that. Okay, you guys, thanks again for listening, supporting the show. Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Adrian Benjamins, and I'll see you guys on Sunday.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.